RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. California correspondent is Kate Dunbar of katescuriouskitchen.com. Kate is a chef, food stylist, food photographer, and published food writer. She is also a passionate traveler who loves to explore California in her Airstream with her husband, mother, two children, and fabulous chandelier awning lights. She is also a vintage trailer enthusiast who owns a 1962 Shasta Airflight.
Hi, Kate. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
We're so glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, last time on episode number 5, you took us to the Flying Flags RV Resort and Campground in Buellton, California. Where are you taking us to this week?
I am taking you to the Ventura Ranch KOA located in Santa Paula, California.
Can you situate us a little bit more for the non-Californians? Where are we talking about in California?
We are talking about, if you know the state of California and you see the I-5 that runs up and down and the Highway 101 that runs up and down, this is smack right in the middle of it. It's right on the 126 highway, which links both of those big highways together. So you can come in from any direction to this location. It's about 65 miles north of Los Angeles, and it's 397 miles from San Francisco.
Okay, so that's a day's drive from
yes.
San Francisco, but tell me a little bit about how long it would take you to get there from the LA area, because we all know that 65 miles isn't 1 hour in LA,
65 right? miles is not 1 hour in Los Angeles. If you're traveling on a Friday and you're leaving Los Angeles and you're coming up to here, it can take you 3 hours.
Okay, all right. So
It's dependent upon the time, and you're going to want to leave Los Angeles and come up the I-5 north, and then you'll be going the 126 west to get to this location.
How long does it take you to get there?
20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. So is this sort of like your hometown campground?
This is my hometown campground. This is my midweek getaway campground with my husband and my children, even during the school year, because I can drive them right into school.
Okay, so obviously it's a KOA because it's the Ventura Ranch KOA. So if you have a KOA membership, you get 10% off. Is it a journey, a holiday, or a resort, or is it not designated yet as one of those things?
I don't think it's designated yet.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it is yet. I know that it's one of their largest campgrounds. It's 76 acres. It's big.
Wow. And you know what? If they might be rebranding over the course of the next year, like many KOAs are. And if they do, we'll go ahead and we'll update the show notes once you tell us that. So
there we go.
All right. So you said that it has a lot of acreage. It sounds enormous. Does it have a lot of sites? Tell us a little bit more about how the campground's situated.
It's situated in a really unique area. It's actually in a citrus orchard. So you have the citrus orchard as the background. You have the Sespe Creek River as the foreground. And then you have this amazing leveled campground. And by leveled, I mean that you have different tiers of where all of the activities, where the campsites are, where everything is. So it's really fun. You feel like you're part of the geography of the area. It's not just a flat carved out campground. It has mature trees that have been there for over 50 years. It has great paths and trails.
Kate, way to paint a picture with words. Are you like a food writer or something?
I'm trying to paint the image of food, but making it for camping and RVing. So I'm trying my best.
We got foreground, we got background, we got citrus groves. I can picture this whole thing.
You
can
picture. It's set up so that the views really from the entire campground, no matter where you're staying, you can take in these breathtaking views.
You can. You absolutely can, because you're situated right in the mountain range of the Sespe Mountains and the Topa Topa Mountains. So you're kind of in this great little bowl that you have mountains all around you. You have trees, scenery, water, agriculture, everything, but yet you're so detached from the town, Santa Paula itself, you really have no idea that it's around the corner by about 7 to 10 minutes.
Kate, are you suggesting that the California dream is alive and well at the Ventura Ranch KOA?
I would definitely say so. I mean, it has a pool. It has great outdoor movies. It even has safari glamping tents, teepees, cabins. I think this would be, if you really want that outdoor camping experience with the family, this is a fantastic location to go to.
Now, looking at the map, it looks like there's actually a lot of tent sites compared RV sites. To me a little bit about pull-throughs, back-ins. Sure.
There are about 14 full hookup sites, and there's 6 pull-throughs. There's 56 water and electrical sites, and all of those are the back-ends. Then there's about 54 tent sites where you can set up tents. So if you're going camping with a big group of people, or say that you have a Boy Scout or Girl Scout camp group and you have to go camping, this is your destination for that. There's 12 cabin rentals, and those sleep anywhere between 4 and 6 people. And then they have about 12 safari tents that sleep up to 4. But the really cool one that you can rent there are one of the 12 teepees, and you can fit about 8 people in those.
Have you stayed in one of the teepees, even though you have an RV, Kate?
I would totally stay in the teepee, but every time we go there, they're already booked.
Okay, they're popular.
They are.
Great. What is the price range for camping here?
It's between $30 and $80 a night. The $80 is going to be more towards your pull-throughs. The cabins are going to be a little bit more than that, just as an average cabin is. Some of them are about $100 a night. The big ones during holidays, like the 4th of July, I just looked it up. You can still get reservations right now at this campground for the 4th of July. They have a lot that's still open. So that's fantastic. And there's a couple cabins that are open, too.
Are teepees more or less expensive than cabins? I have no idea. Okay.
They are less because they do not have a kitchen. You'll have your beds in there. And then I believe that on some of them, there's decks and patios around it that have a barbecue, or you can, you know, if you have one of your small camping pop-up barbecues or your outdoor kitchen, you can easily bring it there and set it up in front of it. There's water that's available there. There are bathrooms and showers down there. It's not a problem. And the great thing about that is that it's located right at the activity hub of the campsite. So you have the jumping pillow, you have the go-kart, pedal cart racetrack there, you have the big chess game, the swimming pool is down there, and it's the middle landing zone for the longest zip line of any KOA in the United States. It's a 1,400-foot run. It's a two-tier. So you go from the top, you land in the middle section, you unhook, and then you hook onto a new line, and then you go right down to the bottom of it where there's the hiking trails.
Now, is zip lining included in your camping fee, or is that an extra
fee? It's not. It's an additional fee. It's between $15 and $25, and it's open on the weekends only. There are some free activities that are there. There's the movie nights, and then they also have this great hiking trail that happens in the evening. It's called Bigfoot Trail. So you have to sign up for it. So soon as you check in, sign up for that activity or any of the other activities that you want to do. That's a good insider tip. Don't wait. Already know what you want to do and sign up for it. And then you go on this great trail and you never know, Bigfoot just might join you for a little bit of that walk.
Is it scary?
Not too scary. I would say if you have a 5-year-old, that would be fine. Give them their own little flashlight to make them feel brave, mm-hmm. or a headlamp that they would have a lot of fun and they could scare Bigfoot away.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Now that I'm remembering now, this was one of the campgrounds in the Undercover Boss episode, I think.
Yes.
The KOS, Jim Rogers, the CEO.
And it also was on the Extreme Build or Extreme Home Build as well. So there's these magical 4 homes that you can rent. They're called the Executive Suites, and they literally are 1-bedroom open loft homes that are eco-friendly. And that new rage, it's kind of going with the granny flats going into people's backyards for, you know, the mother-in-law home or thing. There are 4 of them there, and you can rent them as a big group. Corporations do it. I'm getting ready to rent all of those for some girlfriend camping time up there. And it is a full kitchen, full bedroom, full bathroom, living room area, front deck, back deck, and grass knoll with big fire pit.
So to some degree, there's really something for everybody at this campground in terms of accommodation and even price point.
There is. I just spent Thanksgiving there with my family. So I can say I have been at a KOA for a holiday. It was amazing. The staff was fantastic. They were on top of everything. That campground was spotless. There was not anything out of line. There weren't any crazy things that happened. I think there weren't any fires from all the turkey fryers that came up there. The smell was incredible because all of us, you know, we're all cooking our turkeys outside on one day, and you have over 60 campsites and that's happening at. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's such a nice experience. But so it sounds like there's a lot going on and that there's a lot of people here and it's popular. Does it have that busy feel to it? Does it feel like some of those campgrounds that are like a city, or does it feel like peaceful and quiet like it looks in the pictures?
Say during the summer on the weekends, it is the busiest it could be. I avoid it during them because I don't like to have so many people, so much going on. But if that's what you want, if you want to have that full experience and get to meet other campers and your kids always have a friend to meet or something, summers are fantastic at this KOA. The weather is perfect. The swimming pool is amazing and the activities will keep your kids busy the whole time.
And since you're only 20 minutes away, you can kind of pick and choose and go at the best times. It's not like you're only
right
going to go
now
on.
It's really good. Right now is good. November through December, believe it or not, it's really good. It's cold. Last night we were down into the low 30s here.
Oh,
and then we're up to like the mid 60s during the day. So that's about the time. It's going to hopefully get a little wet around January and February. So I know we won't be camping then, but we're camping again in March there. So the springtime is really nice. However, if you're allergic to citrus, the citrus blooming all around the place will set your allergies off like crazy.
Oh, okay. So some people might not even realize they're allergic to that, you know, until they get into that situation. So it's good to have a heads up that you could have an allergic reaction to that. Because I don't even think I'd make the connection.
Right. Like the orange blossom and all that. Some people, and lemon blossom, some people, they really are too sensitive to it. But in the early spring, you're not going to have to worry about it. In the summer, you won't have to worry about it. In the winter, you won't. It's that late spring, that March, April, May time, that's when the bloom happens.
What about the Wi-Fi, Kate? Can you get it? Should you be streaming things here? Okay.
You can get Wi-Fi, and it's included if you're in the premium sites.
Okay, great. Those are really good insider details. Any other insider details?
I would say if you want the sunset and you want to see what a California mountain sunset looks like, you need to rent cabin sunset. And off the porch, you get this beautiful mountain in the background and just pink moment California sunset. It's fantastic.
And the cabin is named Sunset.
It is named Sunset.
No, that's an insider detail if I've ever heard one.
It's a good one, and it's beautiful. And, you know, I mean, if you go midweek, another insider tip there as well, if you go midweek, there's hardly anybody there, and you get that entire campground, you know, the Ventura Ranch KOA, practically all to yourself.
Okay, so if you can go midweek, a little on the off season, you're going to be in Ventura Ranch heaven. Now, I have a picture of that. You sent me a picture of that sunset cabin, and I will put that in the show notes. If anybody wants to check it out, they can head on over to campgroundoftheweek.com to see the sunset cabin at the Ventura Ranch KOA. Kate, this sounds like a beautiful place. It sounds like the perfect spot to sort of escape the city, right? Or escape some of like the busyness of the California coast.
Yeah.
But nobody's perfect. Is there anything that people should just know about this campground and be prepared, you know, that it might not be the best that they've ever seen?
I would say there aren't that many full hookup sites. So if you know that you want to stay there and you need a full hookup, you need to book it really quickly because they do fill up first. That's it. Their food selection and their general store, there's not a lot of fresh. It's a really limited supply. However, the grocery store is 10 minutes away.
Okay.
And at your electrical hookup, they don't have an extra plug for an extension cord. So if you have a 50 amp, you're fine. If you have an extension cord, you're going to need one of the 30 amp step downs to the extension cord, and it'll be fine. So just make certain that you have a step down with you and you'll be great. And another little thing, if you don't like peacocks, this is the big thing about the Ventura Ranch KOA. There are wild peacocks everywhere. They'll eat out of your hand. They are very tame. But if you don't like them or your children don't like them, you might have a little bit of an issue here.
Right. So you could either have a toddler who is enthralled with something like that, or you could be stuck with the screaming toddler who is squealing every time a peacock comes into.
Yeah. Prime example, Thanksgiving, we're in our trailer, we're looking up at the skylight, and all of a sudden there's a peacock looking down on all of us as we're eating our breakfast. So that was kind of, that was a funny moment.
Well, hello there.
I picture some listener out there just scratching this campground right off the list. That one person out there that just hates peacocks.
The great part was, is my children, they can sit down on the ground with breadcrumbs in their hands and literally just hold it out, and the peacocks come and take it right out of their hand. And there's something to be said about watching a child feeding, you know, an animal that they're not afraid of. It's just really fun to know that they're doing that while they're camping, while they're outside.
If that's not your local campground, like say we were traveling with our kids and we stopped at this campground, that's going to be one of those memories that they'll carry with them for decades. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, what was that campground we stayed at where we fed the peacocks? Like those are those special
They'll remember ziplining and the peacocks.
Yeah.
They absolutely will. So, you know, there's that little... that little moment right there.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for that great description of the Ventura Ranch KOA. We will be back in a second with Kate Dunbar from katescuriouskitchen.com, and she is going to talk all about the activities and the attractions near this campground. Stay tuned.
Fun and family. It's what Jayco has been focused on for generations. From the first camping trailer that rolled off the production line on founder Lloyd Bontrager's farm in 1968 to today, when Jayco, now the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is building everything from camping trailers up to gas Class A motorhomes.
With a blend of old world Amish craftsmanship and innovative technology, Jayco builds more value into their RVs than any other manufacturer in the industry, with more standard features and the best 2-year warranty offered. Visit Jayco's website at jayco.com or your closest Jayco dealer for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're here with Kate Dunbar of katescuriouskitchen.com. She's been telling us all about the Ventura Ranch KOA, but now we're going to turn to activities in the area. So, Kate, tell us, what are the best things to do during your stay at the Ventura Ranch KOA?
I would say if you like hiking, this is your place. You have miles and miles and miles of trails in the Topatopa Mountain Range. And in the Sespe Mountain Range, we've got one of the highest peaks that you can climb up to, which is the Hines Peak. And it's 6,700 feet, which is really kind of cool. You got a great view of the entire valley and everything around. There is hunting in our area, so you have to get permits for it. And that's really easy to obtain. The KOA office can direct you where to go. And it's everything from bear to deer. And then we have fishing with some of the lakes around the area, which also brings me to the fact that you can take your family and you can go see what a California fish hatchery is all about. And that's in Fillmore. It's about 15 minutes away from the campsite. And your kids or you can watch how they grow in stages. And then they can show you how they collect all of the fish when they're at the proper size and how they load them into the big trucks, and they drive them all over the state of California to restock lakes and streams and creeks. So they breed the rainbow trout and the brown trout there.
Fun and educational. And Stephanie always loves getting our boys to a hatchery. It's a really great like half day activity for the kids.
It is. I would say if you're going to do it, two suggestions. Bring a pack of baby wipes with you for your hands because you're going to want to clean them off afterwards after you spend your quarters. So take a bunch of quarters with you and grab, you know, a plastic cup or a bowl or something so you can buy the fish food. And then you can sprinkle it in the ponds that are there and the fish go crazy and every kid goes, you know, screaming happily all over the place. And it's great, but it doesn't smell the best. So you're going to want to clean your kids' hands.
Got it. Baby wipes. Check.
Baby wipes. Check.
Which any parents that are listening to this right now think, well, I always have them with me anyway. So, duh.
Yeah, exactly. Make certain you have a few extra and get a container for that fish food because the pellets, they're just terrible. They smell really bad.
And you can't bring those smells back into the airstream.
No, you can't. It's, you know, roses and, you know, eucalyptus and beautiful in there.
Serenity now.
Yes, there's, you know, two dogs that are in there and, you know, everything. Yeah. But there's a fun activity that you can go visit the Glen Tavern Inn in Santa Paula, and that's about maybe 10 minutes from the campground, and it is haunted. It is an over 100-year-old inn. You can even stay there, and the most haunted room in that hotel is number 307.
307 is the most haunted room?
There is even a restaurant at the inn, so you could go eat there as well. And I know for a fact it's haunted because my daughter portrayed one of the ghosts on the TV show Ghost Adventures. She was the little blonde girl with pigtails and red ribbons. She's that ghost.
Kate, you and your family get more and more interesting every episode.
It's true. We still won't let her watch it on TV because there are some pretty gruesome things that happened there. But she's like, I want to see myself on TV. I'm like, no, I got to fast forward it really well.
Does it have a real spooky feel to it?
It has a 1900 dark wood oriental carpet feel. So when you walk in there, it's cool feeling and dark, and it's very quiet, and the sconces are kind of like a flickering candle, so they totally play into it. It's great.
So what else? Any other great activities in the area while you're staying at the Ventura Ranch KOA?
I would say since it's the 100th anniversary of the national parks here, you are 20 minutes away from the Channel Islands National Park. You can visit the museum there, which is free, and you can learn all about the Channel Islands here in California, in Southern California. And you can even go on whale watching trips out to the islands. You can go out to there for day excursions too. So you can get a little bit of fun. You can plan your camping trip at the Ventura Ranch KOA right at the whale migration. So you can go out and see humpback whales. You can see orcas, hundreds of dolphin pods. It's such a fun thing. We try and do it every year.
You're not far away from the ocean at all, right? In this campground, even though it's tucked away in the mountains.
No, you're under 30 minutes.
Is there a good, I would say, swimming beach, you know, in that half-hour range?
What would be your beach recommendation? Just go straight up to Ventura and go to the beach there?
Absolutely. That would be the ticket. Or if you want to, you can drive, let's see, from Santa Paula to Malibu. That would be about 45 minutes.
Okay,
and you
excellent.
Could go to Malibu if you wanted to do that. You could do some hiking. You could do some swimming. You could do some celebrity looking, all of that.
Okay, so what else? Anything else that are not to be missed in this area?
I would say there are two really great museums. The Santa Paula Oil Museum is how Santa Paula became known for what it was. This is the area of black gold. We have a lot of oil in this area, so that was one of the key moments of funding this entire area and bringing people to it in California. And our agriculture museum that's out there, when you stay at the Ventura Ranch KOA, not only are you in front of a citrus ranch, you're in the valley of where 60% of the citrus in the United States is grown, from lemons to oranges to tangerines, and then you even have avocados as well. So those Christmas oranges that people used to receive on the East Coast, they came from here because that's when our fruit is picked.
Now, clearly, this is a campground in a region that could easily keep you busy for a week's vacation. I mean, I know for you, because you're local,
yeah,
it's maybe more of a place for a long weekend or whatever. But for somebody else, this could be a destination place,
right, easily.
Right.
Because
okay,
you can get to Disneyland. If you were staying there and say that you wanted to do day trips in places, Disneyland is about 2 hours away.
Okay, so you could spend one day going to Disneyland and come back.
You could get up early in the morning, drive down to Disneyland, and turn around and come back in the same day. Magic Mountain is only 30 minutes away.
Oh my gosh, Kate. This was a great campground review, great coverage of the region. Did we cover everything you wanted to cover?
I think so. I think that, you know, I mean, I could continue to talk about it and everything about it. And, you know, I mean, if you wanted to, you could go take flying lessons at the Santa Paula Airport while you're there on your vacation. There's a lot to do.
You know, we'll have all of the links for all of the activities and the attractions that Kate mentioned in the show notes on campgroundoftheweek.com, because you gave us so much information. So thank you so much, Kate, for telling us everything we needed to know about the Ventura Ranch KOA.
And tell us where our listeners can find you on social media and the internet.
Social media, you can find me at Kate's Curious Kitchen. You can also find me on Instagram at Kate's Curious Kitchen, and that's where you're going to get the bulk of what I'm doing, where I'm going, when I'm camping. It's my Instagram page that you'll get all the info that way too.
Thank you so much, Kate. We'll see
you
at the campground.
See you at the campground. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much to Jayco for sponsoring this show, and
thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.